Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. At the outset, let me extend my country's full support to the determination of High Commissioner Mr. Grandi and his staff to tackle the issues of refugees worldwide. Today, international relations in the area of protection of refugees are facing critical times in the light of ongoing tragic events in the world against the background of terrorist threats, deepening of regional conflicts, and instability of world economy. In such conditions, there is urgent need for collective efforts based on genuine equality of international stakeholders for the sake of finding appropriate answers to common threats and challenges. I would like to stress up that Kyrgyzstan attaches a great importance to the problem of refugees, and my country has consistently fulfilled its international obligations. Since joining the UN Convention of 1951 and the Protocol of 1967, we made a lot with the assistance of UNHCR. We have adopted an appropriate legislation, introduced necessary procedures and mechanisms for defining the status of refugee. Constant efforts for solving their problems are underway. Since 1993, Kyrgyzstan provided international protection to 20,000 refugees. For solving their problems, we put into practice some mechanisms for implementing long-term measures, including granting citizenship of Kyrgyzstan. Kyrgyzstan knows firsthand about the real meaning of humanity and compassion in the light of tragic events both in the region and in my country in June 2010 that caused human casualties and many displaced persons. However, we are strongly against double standards and use of the status of refugee for covering up of the criminal acts by some persons. That exerts damage to and erodes humanistic universal norms of protection of refugee rights. By saying this, I am left with no choice but to emphasize that Kyrgyzstan expresses its strong resentment to the fact that despite commonly accepted democratic achievements of Kyrgyzstan, including in human rights field, some countries, members of the Convention of 1951, continue granting status of political refugee to the persons who were convicted in my country for committing grave, non-political criminal acts and who are wanted by Kyrgyz authorities. Among them are Kadyrjan Batyrov and Maxim Bakiyev. This categorically contradicts the Article 1 of the Convention of the 1951 that says that the provisions of this convention shall not apply to any person with respect to whom there is serious reasons for considering that he has committed a serious non-political crime outside the country of refugee prior to his admission to that country as a refugee. Kyrgyzstan would like to underline that Kadyrjan Batyrov is not prosecuted for his political beliefs, ethnicity or any other reasons except for his grave criminal actions. According to the ruling of the Supreme Court of Kyrgyzstan, Kadyrjan Batyrov was found guilty of organizing inter-ethnic conflict and murder of more than two people on the basis of ethnic hatred in June 2010 and sentenced in absentia for life imprisonment. Besides, since 2013, Kadyrjan Batyrov has been wanted by Russian Federation for large-scale fraud. He has been wanted also by Uzbekistan since 2004 for fraud and forgery. That is one more evidence of criminality of this person. I do hope that this information will be taken into due account by the countries concerned. Thank you so much, Mr. Chairperson.